Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this Wednesday morning. This weekend, the CMH players will hit the stage, community mental health players, with It's a Wonderful Life. Regina Spain is their director. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. This all takes place at Interstage, right, at the Citadel Stage.
It does, as always.
And it's kind of cool. To avoid confusion, we will be talking about this again next week as well, but it's the CMH players doing their version of it this week, and then in a couple weeks, it will be ESR's production of the same show.
Correct. So the CMH production is a shortened version. We like to do shortened. We like to kind of keep it to an hour 15 for the CMH shows, because especially that Friday matinee, we have a lot of the groups coming in and everything, and they have kind of limited time. And so so we like to kind of keep it shorter. And so it's the short version of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play.
What I love about the CMH players is that it is people that have no connection to CMH. It is people that receive services from CMH. It is people that provide services at CMH, all working together with the same goal, which is to put on a great show.
To put on a great show and to help reduce stigma for mental health awareness as well as recovery. Those in recovery. And so it's a great program that started long before me. I inherited a wonderful, wonderful program. So,
and yes. Who have you brought in this morning?
This morning I brought our new star of the show, George Bailey, that plays George Bailey. This is Jason Robinson, and also Mike McCartan, which we all know and love, which is going to be our Henry Potter and our Mr. Gower in this one. Yes.
It's fun to play mean characters, isn't it, Mike?
I love it. I love it. I understand in the other production there's also another meanie doing Mr. Potter.
That would be me. So much fun. I'll come see your Potter and look forward to it. What's your background, Jason, in acting?
Well, I did a little bit in drama in high school, but then I went away to the Army, and I kind of slipped away from the theater for a little bit, but then I started working on myself recently, and I decided to get back into theater.
How does it feel to be back on stage?
I love it. I feel like I'm coming out of my shell a little bit, so, you know, it feels good, especially, you know, mentally I feel good about everything.
It's such a great story, too. I mean, are you a fan of the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
I have actually never watched the movie. Uh-huh. I have heard about the movie, but I've also been told it's probably a good thing that I haven't watched the movie.
Your director will probably tell you, don't go watch the movie. You're just going to do an imitation of Jimmy Stewart. She doesn't want that.
Correct. We don't need mimics. We want our own version up there. Yes.
That being said, I watch this movie every year at mm-hmm. Christmas. It's a favorite of mine. Mike, you were executive director of the Community Mental Health St. Clair County CMH. When the CMH players was born, weren't you?
Yeah. It was early 2000s. And it was kind of like, well, there was a couple of factors. One was sort of pressure from people who said, you know, there's a lot of ways to express yourself. And we pretty much in the mental health business rely on talking. And it doesn't work for everybody. So we started looking at the arts, music, initially writing, poetry, that kind of thing. And then we thought, well, we have some acting classes because, believe it or not, there's a lot of role-playing that goes mm-hmm. on at mental health. You know, people role-playing what it would be like to confront, you know, some of their issues. So acting is role-playing.
Yeah.
And we discovered that people had a real natural talent for it. And we were, you know, thought, oh, this is good. And then Brian Day came along and said, I think we can go on the road, which was incredibly frightening. So, you know, we decided that, you know, we already had actors who were taking classes, and they're like, well, who else is going to do it? So, well, staff, we'd like staff to do it, and community people, but it's all volunteer. So as the director, I never like to ask people to do something I wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. So I decided to do it. I'd never been in theater ever before, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. How many productions would you say you've been in since then?
Probably more than 20.
Yeah.
We used to do two a year, one in the May, which is Mental Health Month, and then always a Christmas one. And we did it in three counties. We did it in St. Clair, Lapeer, and Sanilac. So, you know, we would pack up the set and put it in the trailer and drive over to the Pix Theater in Lapeer, put it back up.
Can I say thank you for not doing that anymore?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got a nice home there at the Citadel stage.
Yes.
It works out very well. I will say I remember doing that because Brian called me kind of out of the blue. We knew we had friends in common from improv and from theater, and he said, I understand you used to do some acting, and that was a whole lifetime ago for me. And he said, would you like to join the CMH Players? And this was probably 10 years plus ago, mm-hmm. and it was a production of It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yay.
I hadn't been on stage in years, and it was fun, and it got me back into acting, and mm-hmm. and the rest is history, as they say.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. How's everything coming together?
It's great. One more thing I do want to mention while we're on kind of the history mm-hmm. of this is one of the things we're doing with this production this year is honoring Mark Hutchinson, which passed this year. He was an integral part of not just our program, but CMH. The things that he did to keep the CMH Players alive through the years is astronomical. And in fact, right now we're still trying to,
what would
coordination.
Mark do?
Yes, exactly. And, and the coordination between myself and CMH staff that isn't necessarily involved with the show, but trying to do all the things that Mark did behind the scenes and everything. Because he was one of those guys that, you don't necessarily know how it got done. You don't even necessarily realize something got done, but it just is there. Mm-hmm. So the coordination of all the groups and the playbill and the marketing and all those things he just did. And so, them trying to pick up the slack and us all trying to figure out what he did so that we can do it then has been a challenge this year. But we are going to we're honoring him with this performance. And actually pre-show for this, we're actually showing on our screen, the version of It's a Wonderful Radio Disaster that he wrote for us during the pandemic when we were filming Home for the Holidays. And so it was part of a larger project of Home for the Holidays. It's like a 20-minute version of basically what we're doing now, except everything goes wrong. So, and we'll be showing that pre-show in honor of Mark at each of the performances, Friday at noon, Friday at noon and at 7. And then Saturday at 7.
That's fantastic. That is so cool. Explain the show a little bit, because I think I've done a poor job in explaining this to my friends and family, because I've said, well, it's a radio show, but we're acting it. Well, is it on the – no, it's not on the radio, but it's like a radio. Can you help explain it?
So this is my fault. I will take the hit for this, because I had this vision of – basically you start out radio show, so you have the mics downstage and everything, and you have the Foley station, which everybody loves to watch the sounds being made live. We have that.
This is how they used to do it in the 1940s.
It sure is. And just like that, and just like if you've ever heard a story on the radio or on tape, if you're old like us, you start to have as it starts, you start to have the visions in your own head as it plays out. And so that's kind of that's what I'm aiming for. I'm hoping that it translates that way. So it is a radio show, but almost like the mind's eye takes over and we see the actors acting this out. So but they're at the end of the day, they're all the radio stars acting it out. But so
it works. Trust me, it works.
I think it's going to come together. So.
It will. I'm always
so it's
amazed.
A hybrid.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised when people don't get it when I explain it, but like I said, just come see it.
Because you're in it, and so you feel it.
I guess
it.
That's
yes.
it. Yeah, yes. Maybe. Just as we wrap things up, I always feel like acting is kind of like sports, like being on a team where you're passing a basketball or a football back and forth. You're all working together on the same thing, and now that you're getting back into this, Jason, would you say that's it? That's a good analogy?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely say that. It feels like a team up there. Like, we all work together. We all try to help each other out as much as we can so that we can put on a good performance.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great performance. CMH mm-hmm. Players this weekend. Again, what are the show times? And how do people mm-hmm. – you need to get tickets ahead of time.
Right now we have plenty of tickets. Tickets are available. They're $5. They're available through CMH. And then I don't know if they're anywhere else. Let's see, like I said, we're mm-hmm. – I don't know about those things. But – at this point, they'll be available at the door. So please at least you know, try, but if you can't get them ahead of time. Or I know you can call CMH. I don't have the number on me. I apologize. But I know you can call CMH as well to reserve tickets and things like that. Yeah. The show times are this Friday and Saturday, Friday at noon and 7, and then Saturday at 7.
All right. Yes. Well, break a leg, have fun, and look forward to seeing the CMH players at the Citadel Stage in downtown Port Huron in Port Huron's Theater District this weekend.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.